Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success Radio Network, a station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. You can check out the growing American and Canadian Journey to Success broadcast team at journeytosuccessradio.com. And before we start our interview today with Sean Duperin, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I help people learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, permanently releasing themselves of the past to experience boundless peace, joy, and freedom. And to find out more about the 8 steps to freedom, my powerful heart-centered forgiveness system, and my book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com. Now to today's success story. Let's go. My guest today is Sean Duperin, creator of Project Forgive. Now, Sean is a six-time Emmy Award-winning media coach, and she's been in the TV business for nearly 20 years. She's taught thousands how to communicate as leaders while networking and marketing in social and traditional media. Sean works with corporations, entrepreneurs, universities, and government agencies across the globe. She's collaborated with many best-selling authors, has replaced Bill Ford of Ford Motor Company when she spoke at the Department of Defense, even lectures on cruise ships. And she has interviewed many recent U.S. presidents and has filmed hundreds of celebrities, including Morgan Freeman, Bill Cosby, Yo-Yo Ma, Senator John McCain, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You've watched her on national networks such as CNN, CBS's The Early Show, and she's been featured in Inc. Magazine, USA Today, The Washington Post, and the Chicago Tribune, to name a few. One of her personal passions is the work she does with multicultural groups to help delete media stereotypes through communication leadership. She spearheaded the movement on global forgiveness called Project Forgive, a little 5-minute video that went viral on YouTube. And she's currently a PhD candidate, creating leading-edge research on the relationship between mass media and gossip. That's right, gossip. She says knowing how to create and navigate communication skills as a leader is the secret to unlimited marketing and personal power. And Sean is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us all about Project Forgive. So, Sean, it's a very, very special welcome to you. Welcome to the radio program.
Oh, thank you, Taylor. And I'm listening to you read that bio, and I'm like, dang, I want to know that woman.
I'm sure many of our listeners want to know you as well, so thank you for joining us today.
Oh,
and you've got this great little project called Project Forgive, and we really want to get into that today and what it is and what it's going to do for people who end up watching this. So tell us a little bit about what led to Project Forgive, kind of what is it and how did you get involved in it?
Yeah. Can I just say this first before we go? Is it okay?
Absolutely, please.
What I want to say is I'm so tickled to be in a conversation with you, Taylor, because I know your expertise is forgiveness. So I'm excited about the richness that will be created in this conversation, like these two exquisite brains coming together and these hearts in this conversation. So I'm just so tickled to be here, truly.
Oh, me too. You don't know how much this is pleasing me today.
Good. Okay, so Project Forgive. It is pretty awesome what we're creating. And you know where it came from? Probably, and I think this might be true for you or other people that get on this kind of heartfelt journey, is usually some kind of travesty hit us when we were young or something. Forgiving the unforgivable, something may have happened. Not always for everyone, but that may happen. And a lot of folks that have hung out with me or have seen me speak know that I talk pretty openly about the conversation, and this is a heavy one, the conversation of child molestation. And it's a tough conversation because it's a difficult one to look at. And being now almost 50 years old and being molested as a child, I can honestly say as this grown grandmother that it really was one of the most significant things to happen to me and also one of the most contributory to my life because I'm very grateful it happened to me, not condoning incest or condoning anything like that. And my journey of compassion and fulfillment and just who I've become in learning how to forgive, whatever that means for me, because it's different for everybody, has been a pleasure and an honor in my life.
Well, you know, that fills my heart too, Sean, because I, you know, in my book, which I just finished, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, I talk about how you take a significant life childhood liability and turn it around into one of your greatest assets, and that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah. And the topic has always resonated with me. So it's a theme throughout not only Project Forgiveness, but throughout my business. Forgiveness is a basic tenet of entrepreneurs or people in business. We take risks. We screw it up. Maybe it's not perfect. How quickly can you forgive yourself so you can get back in the love space and get back on the horse, you know, and really generate and cause something?
And that is the challenge, is it not, is learning how to forgive and doing it and really to move yourself forward, because we all get stuck in those situations and we stay there for years. For some of us who know this, forgiveness does us well. We stay stuck until we decide to move forward. So I love the work that I do with people. It's really enriching.
I so care about you.
Tell us about Project Forgive. This is a big deal, is it not?
It is a big deal. You know, 7 years ago when it first evolved as a movie conversation, I knew it was going to be this big. I just knew that it was. And how about I just start with the catalyst to create a film? Because that's what we're doing. We're making a movie. We did a little 5-minute video that went viral to create seed money for filming, and we're about a third of the way through on the filming process. We've got a little bit more money to raise, and we're just doing fundraisers to get the rest of it handled and get a movie done. We're doing a real Hollywood movie. And how about I tell you about, is it okay if I tell you about Gary Weinstein and what happened with that personal relationship to start the movement?
Please tell us.
Yeah. Well, of course, I've got my background and the basic tenets of forgiveness have been a big part of my life. And about 7 years ago, a dear friend of mine and my husband's, his name is Gary Weinstein, his family was killed by a drunk driver. His wife, Judy, was my husband's business coach. His children, Sammy and Alex, my children babysit those children that were killed. And it was a pretty devastating day. And I remember getting a call a couple hours after the accident to be informed that the man who killed them, his name is Tom Wellinger, is also another dear family friend. And I remember hearing that and the shock of it and what went through my body at the moment, because what are the odds of knowing the family that was killed and also the man that killed them and knowing them pretty dearly? A dilemma was born in that moment. And how does a human being in this human experience hold these two very different, very dichotomous ideas in your brain? And those two ideas are, on one hand, you've got Tom, who killed a family, and he's appropriately so in jail. And then on the other hand, you have Tom, an amazing man who made a horrific choice that it resulted in the killing of a family, and he's also a loving, compassionate person. So how do you hold these two ideas in your brain as a human, in your heart as a human, and actually come to a place of acceptance and forgiveness and being able to see the different facets involved here? So I knew that day something significant was going to happen in terms of production, because I'm a television producer by trade. At that time, I thought it was going to be a PBS special. As time evolved and as the interest grew and as my interest shifted and my personal development started to grow, it really became clear that it was going to be a Hollywood movie, an actual documentary.
That's amazing. I mean, to know that it would be that big and take on such a large-scale project outlook as it's taking on right now. I mean, you're right in the midst and the thick of it. And this is going to be a game changer, a life changer for a lot of people, I'm sure, that end up watching this movie. So, what do you see, Sean, as the message of the film or the vision that you have for this project?
You know, it's really a nonpartisan. It's non-religious. This is not about religion. This is not about political views. It's merely a simple inquiry into what forgiveness is, and along this way, from talking to researchers, talking to people, my own experience, I'm learning that people have very different definitions and ways of dealing with forgiveness, and there's many different ways to do it for different people, depending on what works best for you. It's a journey. And by interviewing people and getting their stories from the most unforgivable acts, like Gary's, like for some people that would be like forgiving the unforgivable, to simple stuff like you're on the freeway and someone cuts you off and maybe you're upset for 20 minutes. Wouldn't it be great if you could be upset for only a minute rather than 20? And why does some person get upset for 20 minutes and someone doesn't get upset at all? Like that doesn't faze them. So we're really in this inquiry of what happens to us physiologically, biologically. What are different ways that people have forgiven? Like the Amish people forgave in a day when that big shooting happened. And then you meet someone who lost their child, and here they are 27 years later. When you mention that child's name, they burst into tears. So everybody has a different journey with no judgment, just merely as an inquiry to see what is really going on with this conversation.
And that'll be a great look and to see the many different facets and tenets of forgiveness, because like you said, there are many ways of looking at it.
And yeah,
you know,
sure.
The people that I work with, you know, it's starting small, like you said, you know, not worried about the guy that cuts you off in traffic and learning how to deal with that and learning how to forgive it very quickly. And as you do that, you figure out, well, hey, if forgive this, then hey, I can probably forgive this over here too. And it becomes kind of a pattern that you develop and a way of living.
Yes. Actually, I love how you're saying this, because people always ask me what's the definition of forgiveness, and I have my own definition. And it really is an ability, like Lewis Meads, he's a very famous researcher and writer on forgiveness. He always talks about fresh eyes. Looking at something with fresh eyes. And I always say new perceptions can alter your destiny. New perceptions can alter your destiny. And to be in that way of being, because forgiveness is not, to me, an individual act that you do. Forgiveness is merely a way of being. It's a way of being in the world, to be able to be the person who looks at things with fresh eyes, to look at things from a new perspective, to possibly look at the experience of the man who molested me, not to say it's okay that he did it, but to actually see, and not even that I can put myself in his shoes, but actually to possibly see from his perspective why this may have happened, actually breaks down my barriers to open my heart to be more in a place of being forgiving.
And absolutely, and I can attest to that, a personal testimony to that, as I forgave the person in my own life that was very detrimental in my childhood. And more importantly, I forgave myself. My whole perspective on life changed. You know, in that moment, I realized that situation was not done to me, but for me. So I could learn. I could learn what I needed to learn and move on. And like you said, become that person that is just a forgiving person. That's the way I live my life. Not something that I actually just do for somebody else, but it's the way I live and what I've become. And that perspective, changing that perspective was the difference.
Yeah, and I love what you're saying. And a lot of times what people tend to do, because it's just how our brains work, our amygdala brains work, we like to just have things check marked off. Okay, forgave him, done. And really, for me, forgiveness is about accepting what's so. You know, so people say, have you forgiven Gary, the man who molested you? Well, yeah, I can say that I have. But it doesn't mean that on Tuesday, as I'm defending my prospectus and my PhD, and some things happened during that process, and a bunch of shame came up my body, that after I left that, I didn't even think in my brain for a second that I did, saying, gosh, I'm so angry at this moment at Gary that I'm still dealing with this shame for being an incest survivor. And that's just a feeling in the moment. It doesn't mean I'm not a forgiving person. It doesn't mean I haven't accepted what's so. Different feelings are going to pop up throughout your entire life. You're never cooked. Your turkey is never done, you know, in my estimation. You're always going to be dealing with stuff.
Absolutely. Life continues on. Life happens.
It sure does. So it's not a finite, oh, I forgave him and it's done. Because you might have something that comes up 3 years later that reminds you of it, that was another layer that wasn't complete. Acceptance of what's so is more of a definition for forgiveness for me, and it's a way of being. It's that simple.
Absolutely. And you're right. It does come up in layers. You forgive this person over here, and you realize, hey, there's something over here this person did to me too, and I need to forgive that as well. And so it takes a while. It's a process.
Again, yeah.
We work with people. And
Yeah.
That's right. It is a becoming. It is absolutely that.
Yeah.
And so I know, Sean, that you have dealt with a lot of people with forgiveness issues. I'm sure as you're developing this movie, you've seen all kinds of stories. And so tell us, from your perspective, what kind of change, what kind of mindset change do you see in people once they've forgiven? What happens to them? What
yeah.
have you seen them do?
What really happens is, and I see it over and over again from all the experts I talk to, is you start to understand that forgiveness is not about the other person at all. It really comes down to yourself and your soul and forgiving yourself for putting yourself in that situation, for being born in that situation, for not seeing the red flags. It's really about forgiving yourself, bottom line. That's really what happens. And the other piece that I see a lot, like in real mature levels of acceptance of what's so, that this real mature so level becomes about accepting an apology that was never given.
That's big there.
It is.
That's huge.
Yeah, because I know folks listening in, we've had things happen to us, maybe from our childhood, maybe from we picked a bad business partner who stole our money. You know, there's all kinds of things. Like maybe we lost our house, we lost our job, whatever. And the bank isn't going to come up to you and say, I'm really sorry I took your house. The bank isn't going to do that. And in this mature wisdom, your knowing is going to come from, bottom line, forgiving yourself for being in the predicament that you lost your house, and even accepting the apology from the bank, the institution that will never say I'm sorry, where you can say, yeah, I get it from fresh eyes and looking at a bank. They're doing everything they can to make things okay. Some things they're doing are really shady, and I don't like it. And you know what? As an institution, I forgive you.
Wow. That's a big perspective there, and that's so important. It's just so important. And I think for many of us adults, we lose that flexibility and elasticity that we have as children to just naturally forgive and move on.
Yeah.
We hold on and we fight tooth and nail to keep our perspective and keep what we think is right. And learning, you really have to really teach adults how to relearn to forgive.
Yeah.
Forgive and move on, which is what I help people to do. Do you find that in some of your work too?
Oh, yeah. And I love this. And I get that you do this in your work. This is so cool. And even looking at cultural conversations, you know, think about this too. Like the divorce rate is the highest it's ever been. Okay. If we can, and the trauma that people go through with going through a divorce, there's several reasons why that happens for sure. And if we can't forgive our most beloved that we pledged to have a life with and possibly had children with, how can we possibly forgive in politics someone who's the opposite belief system of us? Like, like this is not to take a partisan approach or a partisan side, and looking at it from politics. If you're Democrat or if you're Republican, there's a side to choose. And what if forgiving the other party becomes a realm of possibility? That's the only way collaboration is going to happen in political systems, and it comes from an honoring of someone else's beliefs. It comes back to that Tom conversation, that Tom killed a family and he's also a good person. Can you hold both of those? And maybe you're a Republican and say, I firmly believe in fiscal responsibility, and in the same moment, can I forgive Democrats for not being fiscally responsible if that's my belief system? Doesn't mean I condone it. Doesn't mean it's okay. Doesn't mean I'm going to still express and support fiscal responsibility. And in these two dichotomies, I can be with both of those without making Republicans or Democrats wrong. Do you hear the mindset and how this can possibly make a difference in more cultural conversations and conversations that affect policy?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. I think we need to stress to our politicians that forgiveness is a big issue. They might need to look at it a little harder. I think that what you're saying is absolutely correct. That with Tom, you had a man who had committed just a terrible act, but yet was a good person. And like you said, it's the ability to see both sides of that equation, so to speak, and you realize that yes, he has to be responsible for his act, but yes, he was a good person. He made a mistake, and he does deserve redemption and forgiveness for that.
Yeah.
And that's probably what Gary was able to do, was he not?
Yeah, and has he accepted what's so? Yes, he's actually gone through a process of meeting with Tom, the whole nine yards. But that doesn't mean when June is coming up or whatever, and he sees a graduation ceremony, it doesn't make him think of Alex. Like grief will pop up. Like, Alex will be graduating right now. What a missing. It doesn't mean you ache or you yearn for that missing, and you can still be in that forgiveness mode.
Absolutely. It doesn't make you miss those people anymore, but it does take away some of the sting and some of the hurt that's associated with it. And
in the moment, the hurt can be very stinging. It can almost even bring you back to the day and letting it pass through you and letting that be okay and still seeing yourself as a forgiving person. That's really where the breakthrough is for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the film itself, Sean. I know that you said you're about a third away through production. When do you plan on this film being released and out to the public?
You know, I've decided that I can't pick that. When I've done documentaries, previously, it's usually been a 2 to 3 year process, and we're in a 1 year. We're at the 1 year mark, and I've never had to. I can honestly say I've never had to. Like solicit funds or find funds every time I've done some kind of production. I've had a corporation behind me or whatever. And this journey of having people get involved in the movement, it was the right choice from the get-go because the energy and the momentum that is built around it has been pretty exquisite. Even the folks, the literary agents with Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Tutu, I just had a conversation with them this week. Project Forgive is going to be incorporated in some way within his new book that's coming out, and was sharing some stories back and forth. They've already offered me footage to include him in the film. I mean, this grassroots movement of creating the movie has been just an extraordinary experience. So my expectation is maybe within 3 years or so we'll be done with the process. Could be earlier, could be a little bit later, but that's just my intuition and how this is going to evolve.
Well, and that's great too. I'll be waiting with bated breath to see how this project turns out. And you're still accepting forgiveness stories and people that want to participate, right? How can they get in touch with you? You're still accepting.
We're going to accept throughout.
Right?
Yeah. If you go to our website, which is projectforgive.com, you can share a story. You can make a pledge if you're so inspired, because we're giving away gifts, like you'll get a download of the movie once the movie's complete. So there's pledging options to participate in that way. If you want to hook up with us on Facebook, our Facebook is rocking. Come join the conversation on Facebook. It's so cool. It's such a cool community. And seeing all these leaders in this conversation of forgiveness come together, like you, joining forces and creating a force to be reckoned with, the world is so ready for forgiveness. We're just in the midst of it, eh?
I couldn't agree more. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming around the bend. And I think it's the work that we do is so needed in the world, and it's going to be a game changer. For a lot of people on this planet. I really feel that way.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the conversations, and that's so funny because that's our phrase, you know, a game-changer, jaw-dropping conversation on forgiveness. And some of the interviews we've gotten so far are jaw-dropping. They really are. And one of them in particular was a man that works with corporations, and he was in Uganda. And he shares this story about being in a taxi, and all of a sudden they're surrounded by guns and the army or some kind of rebel in Uganda, some kind of rebels. And a gun was pushed in his face, and this person's hand was shaking, and he really thought he was going to die. And he calls this his three-minute mentor, because it all happened in 3 minutes. And it was in the 3 minutes they were able to calm these these rebels down to be able to pass and leave safely. And he said to the driver, he said, you know, how old do you think that that young man was that had that gun in my nose? And the driver said, oh, I think she was about 13 or 14.
Wow.
And it just changed his life in looking at young 13 and 14-year-olds being put in predicaments of having, you know, to shoot people and put guns in their hands. And it just literally changed his life in this realm of forgiveness. That was his aha around what forgiveness was all about. And it really shaped his mission and what he's up to in life.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's really, you know, about moments, about instances, really, that changes forever. And that would change me. I know it probably changed you. And
yeah,
that's what forgiveness does. It changes your whole outlook on life in just a moment.
Yeah, and it is like a miracle like that. It is. It is like a miracle like that. And I just want to make the distinction. When a miracle or a breakthrough happens, it can be very distinct for the muddy waters of the process of forgiveness, because there's so many layers and such to it. It's maybe a combination of both for the purposes of this conversation to clarify.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay, Sean, this is our Journey to Success original question, which we like to ask all of our guests.
Okay, sure. It's,
all right, you ready for this one? Okay.
I am.
Tell us, what is it that drives you to be successful, that makes up the heart of your forgiveness work and your work in general? What is it for you that gets you up every day and just ready to take on the world?
It actually brings tears to my eyes. It is grace. It is grace by God, and grace by Allah, grace by goddesses, grace by Buddha. And I say this to be all-inclusive, because the higher being for me includes everybody, whether it is a higher being or not, and it comes through grace. And that's really what I would say to you.
Well, that's wonderful. That is a wonderful answer. And so indeed, grace is just beautiful to have in your heart. When you have it, it will never leave you, right? Like peace, too. It's just there for the duration.
Yes. Yep.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you for joining us today. And again, you can find out more about Project Forgive if you go to projectforgive.com, and you can see the 5-minute viral video. It's a wonderful video, excellently made. And
thanks.
Learn more about the project itself. Find out how to pledge to the project itself, turn in your own, and submit your own forgiveness story for their review. And who knows, you might be in this movie yourself. So again, we want to thank you, Sean Duperin, for joining us today. You're listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. To find out more about the network, you can reach us at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.